From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Mid-Hudson News is reporting an audit conducted by the State Comptroller's Office of the Hudson City School District's Information Technology System has found that the district officials failed to adequately secure and protect its IT system against unauthorized use, access, and loss. The audit also found the school board and district officials did not adopt adequate IT policies or a disaster recovery plan. They did not ensure the acceptable use policy was complied with, monitor the use of IT resources, or provide IT security awareness training. The comptroller's office also determined there was questionable internet usage on 4 of 6 computers tested. District officials also failed to disable 123 of the 462 enabled network accounts the auditors examined. 123 user accounts were unneeded and included generic and former employee accounts. The comptroller's office noted that other, more sensitive IT control weaknesses were communicated confidentially to the school officials. It was recommended the Hudson District adopt comprehensive IT policies and a disaster recovery plan, provide periodic IT security awareness training, and develop written procedures for managing system access. In a written response, Hudson Superintendent Maria Stuttermeyer responded that at the time of the audit, and I quote, planning was already underway to address many of the identified deficiencies. Therefore, the district has already complied with many of the recommendations in the audit. The district was and still is in the process of transitioning and transforming its IT operations, beginning with a change in staffing and related services, end quote. The period covered by the audit was from July 1, 2018 through January 31, 2020, and you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Steve Hughes is reporting for the Times Union. Republican organizations statewide have filed lawsuits trying to remove Democrats from the state Working Families Party line ahead of the June primaries. Lawsuits in state Supreme Court have been filed in Albany, Onondaga, Monroe, Niagara, Rensselaer, Saratoga, and Schenectady counties. The lawsuits allege the petitions from Democrats were not properly authenticated to run on the Working Families line. The move comes as local Republicans in at least 3 counties have also tried to co-opt the WFP line. The GOP made the move after other minor parties they relied on to boost their voting totals in elections were eliminated from the ballot under new state election thresholds. The lawsuit filed in Albany County is asking the court to invalidate the petitions filed by more than 40 Albany County Democrats. A hearing on the lawsuit is set for April 20th. Randy Bashwinger, the Albany County GOP chairman, alleges the WFP copied and pasted the signatures authorizing the petitions rather than have original handwritten signatures for most counties in the state. He said, and I quote, they did it all the way through, end quote. He added, and I quote, hopefully the ruling causes the candidate to lose the WFP line. If the shoe was on the other foot, I guarantee we'd lose our endorsements, end quote, end quote. A state WFP spokeswoman said the party is confident their process was legal under an executive order Governor Andrew M. Cuomo signed last year that allows for electronic notarization during the coronavirus pandemic. Anita Thayer, the WFP's secretary, said she believed the party's authorizations were properly filed. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Melanie Lekosevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Village of Cooksaki's application for the Downtown Revitalization Initiative grant is complete, and officials are now awaiting word from the state that the submission process is open. Mayor Mark Evans said last week the 89-page application requests $26 million in funding. He said, and I quote, the application is done, and we are just waiting, hopefully at some point, to hear from the state that the application window is open, and when it is, Elon Planning will submit it on our behalf, end quote. Saratoga-based Elon Planning Design and Landscape Architecture worked with the village to complete the application. The application process typically opens in early spring. The goals of the Coxsackie DRI plan are to generate investment in historic structures, new projects and spaces, a mix of housing and technology, growth in jobs, recreation, education, and a strategic connection to local food, craft beverages, and a regionally driven entrepreneurial spirit, according to the village's draft application. While the request is for about $26 million, but the expectation is that the award would be much less, Evans said. He said, and I quote, "You ask for a huge amount, but the grant is about $10 million," end quote. The village's Reed Street Historic District, as well as portions of Mansion and River Streets, South River Street, Lower Ely Street, and Lower Church and New Streets are included in the DRI area. The $15 million hotel and event venue project now underway is also cited in the application as a public-private partnership that could weigh in the village's favor. The fourth and most recent round of the DRI invested $100 million into 10 downtown neighborhoods in the state, with each community receiving $10 million. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Joanne E. McFadden in the Greenville Pioneer reports that some local thrift stores in Greene County are open or getting ready to reopen soon during the COVID-19 pandemic. The New Beginnings Thrift Store at 10803 New York 32 in Greenville is now open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Thursdays and Fridays and from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturdays, with hopes to open on Wednesday soon. Donations are only accepted on Thursdays and Saturdays. The Elliott House Thrift Shop at 5814 New York 81 in Greenville reopens May 5th, Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Donations are accepted on Saturdays. The Dormansville United Methodist Church Thrift Store at 21 County Road 312 in Westerlo in southern Albany County will reopen in June, Tuesdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Steve's Clothes at 233 Mansion Street in Coxsackie is open Thursdays through Saturdays from noon to 6 p.m. and Sundays from noon to 4 p.m. And you can read more about this story in the Greenville Pioneer. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.